The freezing cold weather in this part of the world has lasted for more than a month now, and most people cannot wait to see temperatures rise. For the country's hardy men and women, however, the cold snap has brought new challenges. On Saturday, they gathered on the bank of the Vltava River for an annual swimming competition called Branitske Ledi after a former ice storage facility located on the riverbank. Ruth Frankova went along to see them in action.
Nabuj, Pavel, končit osmému ročníku Branických ledů třikrát, no!
More than 80 people dressed in swimwear gathered on the snow-covered riverbank, watched by an admiring crowd of onlookers, all bundled up against the cold. The temperature hovered slightly above zero and the water in the Vltava River was just 2.7 degrees Celsius. The tradition of hardy men and women who take cold showers and exercise in harsh weather conditions to gradually adapt to the cold goes back to the beginning of the 20th century. And there is even a special term for it in Czech, otužování. Among those who took part in Saturday's swim was Božena Černá, who told me why she joined the Hardy's Club.
I used to be ill a lot. I was depressed and I got a lot of medication, but it didn't help. Then I started swimming in cold water and now I'm 80 years old and I don't take any pills at all. I take cold showers every day and it's like a drug for me. Of course, you don't always feel like it. The water is cold, but if you do it, you can't live without it.
To je pro mě jako zdravá droga.
The competition consisted of five races, with the shortest track 100 meters long and the longest track 1 kilometer. Another enthusiastic participant was Jack Bright, an Englishman who joined the Hardy Fellows Club in Prague about 2 years ago. Before he plunged into the freezing cold water for the 1,000 meter track, he explained what it takes to train for winter swimming.
You should gradually acclimatize by bathing in colder water, and then you can start with cold showers, and then you can start swimming outside, you know, in the summer when it's warmer. Just get used to fresh natural water, and then simply as it gets colder you swim less and less and less, and you have to respect the water and respect your own body, you know, respect nature. It's very important.
What is the trick to survive in freezing cold water for such a long time?
To be honest, you just swim as fast as possible. I think crawl is the best stroke in cold water, but some people prefer breaststroke. There isn't a trick as such. Everyone here must start with the shorter distances, acclimatise and get the body used to the shock, and then once you're acclimatised, it's possible to swim for further and further. But the maximum that we can spend in the water is 22 minutes when it's under 4 degrees. That's the absolute maximum.
Mr. Bright needed only about 15 minutes to cover the kilometre-long distance in the freezing cold Vltava. He emerged exhausted but happy.
It was nice. Yeah, it was nice. I don't know how long it took. 18 minutes. I don't know. Yeah, I've got to go and get warm now, have some tea, have some food.
The winner of the race was David Čech, a long-distance swimmer who managed to cover the kilometre-long stretch in 11 minutes. But for those who took part in Saturday's swim, winning was clearly not of the utmost importance. Beating the cold was the main feat.
Thanks to Ruth Frankova for that report. To those of you who may just be tuning in, thank you for joining.